This is my second audio boo for the night. Well, technically that's not true. Actually, it is 12:16 a.m. Friday. So I suppose you could say this is my first audio boo of the day. Responding to a Northern Soul. Great guy. And I've actually been following Dustin for quite a while now on Twitter. And through... excuse me for the cough. And a lot of really great conversations. I'm responding to something that he said on Twitter a few minutes ago, where he twittered that we're parasites. Let me find, I'm going to scroll back here a little bit and find the specifics. He says, every time I look for something bigger, I realize we are parasites. I warned him a moment ago that I was going to record an audio boo, and said that it was forthcoming, and he says, you'd better be nice to me. I promise, I'm going to be very nice. But I will say that I disagree, and I think that, the reason I decided I needed to say something more directly and respond in a bit more than 140 characters is that there is a pandemic of thought. If you think, as I do, that memes are a real thing, that we really are living in a world that is beginning to understand the concept of the genetics of ideas, which is what a meme is, I think one of the most venomously destructive memes for the past 2,000 years or more, really. Well, definitely more than that. But it's coming to a head in our times, is this notion that we are not worth it as a species, which is another thing that a Northern Soul said, that we're not worth it. And I did see that you sort of clarified yourself. You followed up by saying we still have to prove that we are worth the effort. Individually, we are. Collectively, we feed on the weak and feed on the weak. I don't believe that that's true. I believe that, again, what you're describing is a concept that has been passed down and passed down mostly through religions, that we are wrong and that we are simply evil and that it's not worth it. But this very little effort is required to demonstrate for oneself that this is not the case. We have a lot of problems in the world. We have always had a lot of problems in the world. It's not because humanity is bad. I very much am of the opinion now that we are caught in natural forces, which is shaping our cultural, social, and mental genetics as surely as it shapes the genetics of every biological life form on this planet. It's science. This begins to dance around the area of sort of New Agey thoughts, but it truly isn't. It's just such a radical way of seeing culture and behavior that it takes a little bit, I think, for most people who are scientifically inclined for it to sink in that what I'm describing is just an unrecognized facet of nature and how it shapes everything. And in this case, what I'm talking about is human behavior, human culture, civilization is responding to natural laws. It's just difficult to see. It's difficult for us to define because you wonder, you know, what possible natural laws, and I'm not talking instinctual behavior. Let me clarify that. I don't mean to say that this is instinctual behavior that we have no control over. Rather, what I mean is that I think like all systems, there are factors, all complex systems, there are factors that are affecting outcomes that we just can't see. To quote Tolkien, even the very wise cannot see all ends. And I think that's what we have here. We are very much worth the effort. What effort, for one thing? Let's try to clarify that. What effort? Whose effort? What are we talking about? We're on our, we are making our own bed, and we're not doing that badly. I know it seems so, but that's mostly your media speaking. That's by and large, that is the neuroses of a modern human being dealing with more complexity than they were factory built for. That's where we stand. It's neuroses. That's why people are so down on the human race. That's why you have this, and you have it in religion too. Religion, you know, the Christian religion, Islam, Judaism. It's all about we're bad. We're bad. We're wrong somehow, and we're messing everything up because people are mean. You won't have a utopia. Think of it this way: we are in a learning facility, and what we are learning to do is very slowly improve ourselves. And I'm not doing it justice, mostly because it's late and I'm trying very hard not to cough, but We are certainly not just these hopeless creatures, scampering about and stabbing each other in the back. Just as much very, very good happens in and among the human race than it does bad. It doesn't seem so because we abhor the bad. We hate the bad. We don't like seeing that in ourselves, and so we make it more than it is. But we have done some very, and continue to do some very, very good things for one another. To suggest, I guess, Dustin, part of the reason I'm responding is because I see it more frequently than maybe you're aware. You know, that you see people that will just. I'm not picking on you, but you'll see people that will have sort of statements that are kind of they'll just throw out there on Twitter or on a blog or something about just how lousy we are, and we are, but we're also pretty amazing. We have to have that sense of self-understanding as a species, as a culture, but maybe as a civilization is more important. So no, we are not hopeless. We are not parasites. We are shaping this earth, not because we're this horrible creature that has been inflicted upon it. That's about 200 years of bad science talking. Science is great for certain things, but it is not the arbiter of meaning. And science has also given us, just as religion has given us this fall from paradise, science also looks at us as being this mere organism that somehow magically rose but somehow just sort of luck of the draw rose to preeminence, and now we're screwing everything up because we're too stupid to know any better. I believe we are caught in natural forces that are simply beyond our understanding, that are no more mystical than gravity, and yet they are very complex. So that's my response. We are very much worth it, as not just as individuals, because clearly that's so, but as people, as a species, we are very, very much worth it. And I think that it's, again, science has given us this idea that we are inconsequential to life on this planet. And let me just suggest this. And one doesn't require a religion to get here. This is actually a conclusion that I've reached logically, and others have reached logically, and I agree with that. In when viewed from a certain way, humans are quite possibly the climax of this planet's natural systems. Intentionally so. That is definitely a possibility. It's radical because science for the last 200 years has tried so hard to get away from blind superstition that they've overshot the mark a little bit, and they've blinded themselves to what is not completely obscure observations of well, I'm sort of going out there again. I'm very tired, but yeah, science has overshot the mark by saying that we're just a blight on the planet. That is highly illogical considering our circumstances. But well, there we go. I'll end it right there. So yeah, Dustin, totally don't mean to be confrontational, but no, I do very much disagree.